श्री परमात्मने नमः।
ईगो कैन बी अंडरस्टूड फ्रॉम टू एंगल्स। ईगो दैट मीन्स एग्जिस्टेंस इट्सेल्फ नेवर कम्स टू एन एंड इन एनीबडीज लाइफ। एग्जिस्टेंस रिमेन्स बीइंग। हाउ कैन बीइंग कम टू एन एंड? द एलिमेंट ऑफ प्राइड फ्रॉम बीइंग गोज अवे। ईगो एज एग्जिस्टेंस, आई एग्जिस्ट, आईनेस दैट इज इजनेस, इजनेस कैन नेवर कम टू एन एंड। हाउ कैन इजनेस कम टू एन एग्जिस्टेंस? एंड एग्जिस्टेंस एग्जिस्ट, एग्जिस्टेंस रिमेन्स। द आत्मन द स्प्रिट इज ऑलवेज देयर। प्राइड गोज अवे as sometimes I said, I explained, they give like that, they give examples like that. There was a saint, I said this thing earlier also, there was a saint, a realized saint. And as people come to realize saints, people used to come. Sometimes he would talk about God, his lover, sometimes his beloved, whatever, the relationship, in such a manner that it would appear that the saint has closest relationship with God. So one day, some of the seekers who considered herself or himself saint's disciple asked very politely, in humility, "Sir, I have a question." The saint said, "Yes." "Sir, it appears by the description you give about God, your lover, it appears as you know almost everything about him. And it appears you meet him often, such a description you give." The saint said, "You ask the question, I may have the relationship or whatever. What is your question?" He asked, "My question is, when you are so intimate with God, you must be knowing everything about God. I want to know, what does God eat? Please tell me, what does God eat?" This may appear to be a foolish question, but somehow I have this in my mind. No matter, it is a foolish question, I know. But it is in my mind. I must know from you. What does he eat? The saint replied, "Oh yes, I know. He eats only one thing. Egos of human beings. He is fond of only one thing. He does not like anything else. Egos full of pride. Wherever there is pride, he eats up whenever he wants. And that person is very lucky whose pride he eats up. He accepts, all right, I accept your pride. Then the life of that person becomes really meaningful." Other thing also he asked, which I said earlier, the person said, "There is another question, again a silly question, but please permit me." He said, "Oh, right, no matter." The relationship between the master and the disciple or the pupils, whoever they are, is supposed to be the closest in the world. Anything can be said, anything can be exchanged. He said, "Yes, no matter, it's a silly question. You ask the silly question, I permit you." His second question was, "But sometimes perhaps your friend God must be cutting jokes also, must be joking also, sometimes at least. He is not always serious. He must be doing something with his joking, full of laughter and all that." He said, "Yes, he cuts jokes." sir, what is that about which he has jokes? He says, one joke I know especially, and that is, whenever a child is born, in the ears of the child he whispers, you are special. He whispers in the ears, you are special. This joke continues for the whole life. Whole life this joke continues, he's whispering in the ear, you are special. That is, he created the ego. Unless he takes it away, the ego of speciality, this joke continues. So, such is the situation. We should pray to him, please take away this joke which was initially made in my ears. Somehow, please finish this joke. Make me ordinary, so that I may be permanently peaceful and happy and full of love. This is something like that. What is called as surrender in spirituality, and which is supposed to be the last thing and the real thing, means nothing but the end of ego. When there is no ego, then surrender happens. And about surrender, they say, surrender fully cannot be done. Because when somebody says, I have surrendered, it means I is there. I am capable to surrender. When somebody says, I am egoless, I am very humble, polite, I have no ego, then ego has taken this shape of courtesy and politeness. So surrender, though everybody tries to surrender, but real surrender happens. It can't be done fully. It happens. A time comes. A time comes when a human being realizes that there is nothing in somebody's hands. Things are happening. Accept them as they are coming. And that does not mean inactivity, passivity, lethargy. That does not mean that one does not perform one's duty. Accepting everything does not mean sitting idle. Accepting whatever comes and then doing your part in that situation.